my cancer diagnosis at the age of 32, my mom and I talked a lot about the shock of that diagnosis, given several doctors told us you're too young to have endometrial cancer. After much discussion, we began to feel driven to inform and help educate other young women about what symptoms they should be concerned.
Having both been teachers, it seemed natural for us to look for a way to share Alex's cancer journey in order to help other young women avoid such a shocking diagnosis or possibly navigate a similar path. A podcast seemed the best way to get the word out, and that's how Down There Aware was born.
4 years later, our mother-daughter duo has gone from educating and informing to advocacy and action, with a fresh and sometimes very interesting and somewhat humorous multi-generational perspective.
We look forward to sharing with you season 4 as we advocate, take action, and make it a priority to always be
Down There Aware.
Welcome back to another episode of Down There Aware.
Thanks for joining us today.
So how you been doing this week?
You know, it's been a good week. I'm trying to think of what's been happening. My brain is fried. I got a new boss a few weeks ago now, a month or so ago. And great. Love my new boss. And there have been some changes that are, they're good changes, but changes nonetheless. And so adjusting to changes, particularly my travel is taking off.
Big time.
So you'll see a lot of pre-recorded multiple sessions of recording because we have it all blocked out.
And you'll know that because we have the same clothes on for multiple sessions.
But you'll only know that if you're watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Which we have, if you don't know yet, we have a YouTube channel. You should find us and subscribe. So, how about you? What's going on?
Well, another change. We've been doing water aerobics.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And that has been fun.
It has been fun.
It has. I feel good when I get out. I'm not exhausted or feel like I did too much, but I feel like I did just enough. And we've missed it a few days. We've had some bad weather in the afternoons, which is very typical of Florida. And I've missed going.
Yeah, I have too. So we were just talking about, when they offer it and when we can go and when does it work with our schedules. So
got to get back in it.
Yeah, it's been fun. I am the youngest by 25 or 30 years, but it's still fun. So I enjoy it. It's one of those. I didn't realize how much I missed being in a pool. If you don't know, I competitively swam a good chunk of my childhood and adolescence. So it's been nice being in a pool.
It's been good. And I think we've learned some patience and we've learned some filters.
The wine club in the corner that uses the water aerobics to meet as their like meeting time.
And that can get annoying, but I kind of have gone into it with I'm here for the reasons I'm here. And if other people don't want to take advantage of it, they want to use it for, you know, a chat time, then, you know, more power to you. Go for it.
Yeah. So it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been. It's been lots of fun.
Quite a bit. Sadie's doing great. She may join us. She may not. We'll see how the weather's going. Mom's got something in her throat.
I got the crud in my throat and trying to get rid of it, but might have to clear my throat a few times. I'll try not to do it in the microphone.
Much appreciated.
Okay.
Well, today we were thinking about topics and Mom had sent me something. I'm going to get her name wrong.
Maria Menounos
said, and we quoted this a couple weeks ago, that she had breast cancer. And she said that she has reframed her thinking instead of this is happening to me, that this is happening for me.
She has brain cancer.
Brain cancer. Sorry. Excuse me. And neither here nor there. She still is using for me instead of to me.
I love that perspective.
I do, too. And so when I came across a former teacher and friend of mine, posted on her Instagram story, shout out to Leslie if you're listening, a guy talking about reframing our thinking. And I sent it to Mom and she replied, "That's growth mindset." And I said, "What's growth mindset?" And she said, "It's an educational philosophy that's been around for quite a while."
Well, it's relatively new. It really came on the scene a few years ago and just like gangbusters took over because in my mind, it's really smart. It's a smart perspective to use with children.
Yeah. And while it started in education and the research that it's based on started in education, it's really applicable to everyone everywhere in life about everything.
Every circumstance.
Yeah, it really is. And so the definition I found is growth mindset describes a way of viewing challenges and setbacks. People who have a growth mindset believe that even if they struggle with certain skills, their abilities aren't set in stone. They think that with work, their skills can improve over time.
Yeah. And I did a screenshot so I could remember all of these, but it's a comparison between fixed mindset and growth mindset. So in a fixed mindset, you're going to say, "I'm not good at this." A growth mindset, you're going to say, "I'm still learning. I'll keep trying." Mm-hmm. Totally different perspective.
The nothing has changed.
No,
except just the way you perspective.
The way you perceive whatever the task is. Mm-hmm. Fixed mindset. This is too hard. And how many times have you heard your children say that when they're working on something? Growth mindset. With a little more practice, it'll be easier. Fixed mindset. Excuse me. I can't do it. Growth mindset. I can always find ways to improve. Mm-hmm. Fixed mindset, I give up. Growth mindset, I'll try it a different way. Fixed, I don't know how. Growth, I can learn how. And just two more. Fixed, they are better at it than I am. And how many times do kids compare themselves?
Yep.
Do all of us compare ourselves?
We really do.
But the growth mindset, what can I learn from them?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, fixed mindset, I'm afraid of making a mistake. Growth mindset, mistakes help me learn and get better.
And that's really true. And, you know, applying it in a health perspective, taking the, this is something that's happening to me, but it's happening for me. You know, it really does kind of shift your perspective.
Well, and we've talked a little bit about this. For me personally, I am dealing with parosmia and dysgeusia, which are distortion in taste and smell. It's as a result of long COVID. And interestingly enough, the research I've done, there are quite a few people who are dealing with it. But for me, there are a lot of foods I can't eat. And because of that, I've lost quite a bit of weight. And so I have chosen, as frustrated as I get sometimes, to want to bite into a burger or want to eat a big piece of pizza or whatever, I can't. I think about, I needed to lose some weight and I wasn't real successful at it. So this has allowed me to lose some weight. It's made me be more mindful of my eating because there are so many things I can't eat. I've had to work at nutrition and being careful about what I can eat. So instead of whining about it and fretting, which is easy to do, and some days I still do it, I've tried to look at it as there are some health benefits. And it's helped make me more mindful of my eating habits. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in the long run, that's going to work in my favor. So I think when it comes to our health, growth mindset can be a huge benefit in how we perceive things and how they different diagnoses or surprising medical news can affect us or how we can let it not affect us negatively.
Right. Well, and you know, I think about my cancer diagnosis and, you know, a lot of, I'm very fortunate. I didn't need chemotherapy, didn't need radiation. I have my 6-month follow-up next month.
You have periodic scans.
And I have periodic scans and stuff. So it's pretty simple compared to a lot of what other people are dealing with. But it's still something that happened to me. But if I flip that around and it's happening for me, I've been able to learn so much about women's health and just all kinds of things that we're doing with the podcast. I wouldn't have had this opportunity at all had I not had cancer.
We've both learned a lot about gynecologic cancers that we probably would never have
learned.
No, we wouldn't have jumped in with both feet like we did. So I think that's a great perspective. It happened for you.
Yeah. And, you
know, thank you, Maria Menounos.
Right. And it can really be, you know, I have been able to share with other people who may not have thought, oh, I really do need to get my annual exam, or oh, I really need to do this, or oh, I really should do that. And I've been able to say, this is important, you know, and even this coming week, I have a friend who, we've talked about her before. They think she has a fibroid. They've never done a biopsy. All of these things. And we had lunch this week, and I said, I am not trying to swoop in or whatever, but if you want to ask me to be there, I'm more than happy to make it work. And before I could get all the words out, she said, yes, please come. I don't know how to talk to this doctor. And even though I've never had a fibroid, I do know how to talk to a doctor about those kinds of issues because of what I have gone through. And so I think, and because it's not my issue, it's a friend, and though I care about her, it's still not happening to me. And that's why we say it's always important to have someone with you that they can ask the right questions that you might not think of. And I mean, I've already made a list of questions to go to the doctor with and say, have you thought about this? Or what about this? Or what about that? Just so she doesn't have to worry about that. And I can have it written. I can write notes while she's having her exam done and having all of that. So we're just so you cannot worry about it. But I would never have felt confident enough to offer that service or friend, you know, not service, but to offer that assistance if I had never gone through this, because who am I, you know, without my experience?
Well, and you can be a great advocate for her because of your prior knowledge,
right?
Because of your experience. And so much of life and so much of learning is going through things yourself.
Yeah.
And excuse me again. Experiencing things and learning from them, it merely because you went through it. And if you can impart that on someone else who needs some help and asks for it, then I'm happy you're going to be able to be her advocate.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had to walk a line of reassuring her that it is not a guarantee that it's cancer. You know, and that just because mine ended up being cancer doesn't mean hers is going to end up being cancer. Just because I had to have a hysterectomy doesn't mean she's going to have a hysterectomy. And so it is kind of walking that line of like, I can help you in this instance and be an advocate and relay, you know, messages from the doctor, but don't assume or don't dread that it's going to be the same diagnosis, because there's so many things it could be that's not necessarily true.
And your perspective is important in approaching, you know, anything like that. And that's really what growth mindset is all about. And we talked a little bit too about Brooke, and I don't know her last name or if it's even out there, but she was diagnosed with ALS at what?
28, I think.
Oh, so young.
She got the she said her symptoms started in her early 20s, and then they couldn't diagnose it. But she has a terminal ALS diagnosis, and hers is what they consider slow progressing. And because of that, she's not eligible for trials of drugs, because they really want rapid progressing folks. But she's getting the message out She's been interviewed on the Today Show. She has a really strong TikTok and Instagram presence. But her message is ALS is not just an old person disease. It is not rare. I think one in 300 people, she said. And so she, May was ALS Awareness Month. And so she did every day a new video talking about different facts and things. And she has really shifted her perspective. And I'll try and find and insert her video about how she has come to terms with her diagnosis and her terminal diagnosis. And in that, she says something along the lines of, you know, a year ago, I couldn't say ALS without crying. Mm. And now I see it as, this is my purpose in life. I was meant to get ALS. And so just to be able to say that and to know that you can take this horrific thing that's happened to you and flip it around and say, this is happening for me. Look what I'm able to do as a result of this diagnosis that I wasn't able to do, you know, otherwise.
And that's a great example of growth mindset. And, you know, she's turned her perspective to what can I do mm-hmm. with this that's productive and helpful and meaningful. She has every right to wallow in bed, crawl up in a fetal position and, you know, sob her life away. But, and maybe she's had moments like that. In fact, I think I read that she said, of course she has days like that, but she has chosen a growth mindset to have that perspective.
Well, and I think it's also important to note that it is, growth mindset is not something that comes instantaneously.
No.
It's something you have to continually work for. And I like how you said that she chooses to have a growth mindset and to have a new perspective on her diagnosis. And I'm sure she has to make that choice every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one video she did, she interviewed her parents and her dad was able to talk about some things. And her mom has said that she really just can't talk about it. And a year later, you know, and you're, you know, your 20-year-old child in their 20s. And she talks about how she looks at people and her friends are having babies and getting married and she's picking out wheelchairs. You know, her life is different and it's always going to be different. It's going to look different. But the fact that she can raise awareness and so the power of social media is insane. And the reach that she's had, and she started a fundraiser at the end of May for ALS for a specific organization that does research. And she said it, I think, at $10,000. And now it's, I think, over 60 or 70,000. And just the impact of one person who said, okay, this has happened to me, but what can I do with this horrific diagnosis?
Well, and we just talked last week about the importance of funding and how, you know, funding for research is so important and research is so underfunded in every kind of cancer, many other diseases. And she, because she has a vested interest, may not benefit her in her lifetime, but she's selfless enough to want to benefit others.
Yeah. And having gone through all of these changes that she's going through and the limited mobility and, to say, I know I'm going to die in the next few months or year, whatever it may be, but if my little time on earth can provide research so that someone 10 years from now doesn't have to do what I do and that ALS is no longer a terminal diagnosis, you know, wouldn't that be great? And so it takes a shift in your mindset to go from fixed to growth. But I also think it's worth noting that it's okay if your first instinct is not to go there, because you do need to grieve, you know, the loss of your life or the loss of your fertility or the loss of a body part, or brain cancer, gosh, your speech, all the different things that can happen. But to flip it around, I think you can do that in time.
Well, and because I have an education background and I have known growth mindset in that setting, if you just think about a child who in school is learning to read, learning to do math, faced with projects they have to complete. Every day, they have to make a choice as to whether they're going to have that growth mindset or they're going to stick with the fixed mindset, because they're faced with those tasks every day. It's the same with a health challenge. Mm-hmm. You have to choose it every day.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, sometimes you have to choose it every hour of every day. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, with mom's parosmia and dysgeusia, every time she eats, you have to make a choice of, okay, I can wallow in this or I can enjoy what I am able to mm-hmm. eat and not get caught up in what I'm unable to eat.
Yeah.
So overall, I think that while it can be perceived that growth mindset walks the fine line of positivity that could go toxic in terms of, you know, you always have to be happy, you always have to be positive. I like that it, instead of you just have to be positive about everything, it's always looking and asking questions and not accepting your abilities as finite.
Yeah. You can always there's be growing always and learning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's great that they named it the growth mindset because there's always room for growth.
Yeah.
And we know that. So thanks for listening today. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Down There Aware. Be sure to like and subscribe on our new YouTube channel, as well as on your favorite podcast platform. You can find us at Down There Aware on all social media sites, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. If you have it, we're there at Down There Aware. You can learn more on our website, www.downthereaware.com, and always get in touch with us, downthereaware@gmail.com. See you next week.